The county council, as we've reported, upheld the denial of the ski maintenance building by county manager Bob Jasper. McMullen said her basic conclusion was that the maintenance shed plan was not in the right location.
I didn't believe the proposed maintenance facility was properly located on that on the village open space, not because it was village open space and not because it was not on parcel RC-15, but because it wasn't appropriate in that location to have that kind of an impact, and I don't believe it was an allowed use in that area.
Why do you think the council voted to uphold Bob Jasper's decision when it sounded like the council didn't agree with a lot of the assumptions that he had made behind his decision?
Because we agreed with the core issue, which is that it wasn't properly located in that spot. It just was too impactful to the neighbors. We didn't believe it was a skier services use.
The fact the plan was in open space, she said, was not the deciding factor.
The fact that it was in open space was not determinative to me, because we had moved open space before, right? We've done that a number of times. The county had allowed that a number of times before. And so, if you read Bob's conclusions, it says the proposed ski maintenance facility and associated maintenance yard is located in village open space and not on parcel RC-15. That's both true, but that wasn't the reason why I did it. I upheld it because I didn't believe that a ski maintenance facility was properly located in that spot.
She said she agreed with Council Member David Ure, who said their purpose is to solve problems, not just to decide on legal points.
Yeah. But yes, generally speaking, we like to solve problems rather than just, you know, answer a question on an appeal if we can.
Yeah.
But this was just not one of those opportunities.
McMullen agreed that in their decision, they did not define some elements related to the project.
We did not define what on mountain meant or ski area service meant. I think for me, there were a couple reasons why I wasn't willing to do that. One, I didn't have enough testimony as to what they should mean, right? They're not defined terms in the agreement, and I wasn't going to wing it. What does on mountain mean and what does ski area service mean? Because the impact of that would be tremendous if we just made a determination of how we would define something. So I was not willing to go that far.
She said she sympathized with the applicants, who said they went through a long, drawn-out process and did not find out early on what objections would be brought up about their site plan.
I really understood their frustration. I also ultimately agreed with Chris Robinson in that it's not over until it's over. But normally, you know, I've been dealing with this Canyon Spa for 11 years between the Planning Commission and being on the council, and this was just not the normal way things had typically gone in my experience. I mean, you go through the RVMA, you go through the DRC, you go through the staff, you go through the Planning Commission. You pretty much have all your, you know, your ducks in a row by the time you get to the Planning Commission, and you don't get too many surprises. I felt like in this instance that they kept getting different answers, different problems that they needed to solve, and all the way up until Bob, where Bob took testimony. And I really think that it was at Bob's hearing that the first time they realized that it wasn't actually on RC-15, and it was in the open space.
On a related item, longtime local realtor Bill Coleman complained last week that the county makes it difficult to do business. McMullen said they're trying to address that.
We just hired a new business development person. I'm just really hoping that we can figure out a way to alleviate this concern in the community and this reputation that we have. And I'm hoping, for example, when we go on our retreat next week, that we talk about this and get some action plan going forward.
Summit County Council Member Claudia McMullen. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.